Hello, welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is what to do when your spouse doesn't share your faith. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community on Facebook in the search bar, or you can just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. It's sort of a solution tool where you might work through perhaps a recurring problem or challenge that keeps coming up in your marriage and find a different solution to try that might work better for you. So just visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in. Today we're going to talk about what to do when your spouse doesn't share your faith. I've talked to many women over the years who feel frustrated because their husband does not share their faith. So what is a woman to do? Some of them continue to go to church without their husband, and they tell me that they feel lonely in their spiritual walk, and they feel worried that maybe that's not okay with God to be in relationship with a husband who doesn't share their faith. So they wonder if they should leave their marriage. Other women who have a husband who does not share their faith, some of them stop going to church, and then they feel their faith dwindling. They feel resentment and frustration, and they feel lonely, and they tell me they don't know, should they be married to someone who doesn't share their faith? And they wonder, will they ever feel spiritually connected to their husband? So what is a woman to do? Should she leave her husband and find one that is a believer? I would say no, especially if this is the only thing that's wrong, right? So I have three things that I usually walk my clients through. We're going to talk about those three things today. The first thing is pray. Pray, pray, pray. This is truly the number one thing you can do. Prayer is so powerful and it always works. Always. Pray for your husband daily. Pray for his heart. Pray for his mind. Pray for his health. Pray for his work. And pray for anything else that you know will help him. Pray, pray, pray. And then trust that God has this under control. Let it go and leave it in God's hands. It's not up to us to manipulate our husbands into sharing our faith. That's God's job. That's between God and your husband. Let's think about Corinthians 13:4 that tells us love is patient and kind. So while you wait, try to be patient and kind toward your spouse. And know that we're waiting on God and things will happen in God's time. I'd also encourage you to try to focus less on what your husband is not doing and more on what you are doing. So pray for yourself. Ask God to help you be patient while you wait. Ask God to help you be a shining example of your faith, because that is what is going to bring your husband to his faith. Through God working through him, and for seeing you act as the best Christian that you can be. And that brings us to point number two. Let your husband see God through you. This is where actions speak louder than words. Put simply, just be the best version of yourself that you can be. That is what we are all called to do. Know that it is your actions and not your words that will compel your husband to be interested in your faith. I'd say invite him into your faith. Invite him to church with you, but don't expect it. Don't push him. Don't make him feel guilty for not coming. Don't tell him of all the bad things that will happen to him for not being a part of your faith. Just remember this verse. It's 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 2. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe in the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. So do you see their support there? Actions speak louder than words. So let's not lecture them into trying to come into our faith. Let's just be examples of living in our faith. And let's take this direction from the Bible. I love it, right? When the Bible gives us direction, it's kind of crazy. If you look for it, you'll find it. So let's let our husbands be won over by how we live our lives. The way I see it, that is a win-win. And that leads us to our final point, number 3. Don't try to fix, change, or judge your husband. As a Christian, we are called to love above all else. And we have to know that we are only responsible for ourselves. We're not responsible for our husbands. So let's not try to change them. That's not our job. Our job is to love them. Love is the primary tool that God uses to change us all. You know how we're taught when we're raising our children to ignore the bad behavior and applaud the good behavior, right? So let's try to remember that here with our husbands. You know, let's not harp on them for not going to church with us. Let's just find ways to applaud them for being a good man. Applaud them for the things that they do right. Let's meet our husbands where they're at. I promise you, this approach will take you much further than talking to your husband over and over again about how he needs to change. They tend to resist that more than be drawn toward that. So I know this might naturally be leading you to a question that I get from women. What if he never does come to know God or share my faith? What if? The big what if, right? You know what, girls? There's not an answer to that. And honestly, it's not our business. God does not give us a crystal ball to see what is going to happen in the future with any aspect of our life, am I right? He doesn't want us to know right now everything. He wants us to know right now what we need to know right now and what we need to do right now. That means we need to focus on what is happening right here and right now. And that means for us to love our husbands for where they're at. Even if they don't come to share our faith, our loving, peaceful actions are going to make our relationship a safe place. And isn't that worth a lot? It is, and God is in that. He is totally in that with you. Know that. And you know what I think? During this process, we are deepening our relationship with God because we're praying more, we're learning to trust more, and we're learning to depend on God more. And this is all a very good thing. But I know it's easier said than done. So I would just like to encourage you, if you think you need some help, reach out to me and I will be glad to walk by you side by side as you work to invite your husband to have a relationship in the same faith that you do. So this is a shorter call today, but a very important topic indeed. Thank you so much for listening and I hope this helps. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. You can also download the free marriage makeover guide on my website in case you think that will help you fix some problems in your marriage. So head on over to tinaheisman.com to download your copy for free. Also, join me on Facebook in the Happy Wives community. And also, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much. I will see you next week.